An online group that calls itself Purgatory has been charged with the crime of swatting against a Delaware school and locations in several other states. WHYY's Chris Barrett has the details and explains what swatting is.
Newark police received two alarming calls one afternoon this January. One man said he and others were hiding in a classroom at Newark High School, where someone was firing a gun in the hallway. Another caller threatened to kill a teacher and students there. Cops raced to the school, but soon determined the threats were a hoax. Doug Manley is on the Christina School Board, which governs Newark High. He says the kids and adults were put in peril because the threat of mass school shootings is real.
You're going to introduce 5, 10, 20 cops. If you claim that there's an active shooter and there's enough calls coming in to make it seem like this is happening, they're going to be coming in thinking, we need to be on our guard. They're probably thinking they're going to need to kill somebody.
Now the FBI says three young men who live in Maryland, Virginia, and Ohio conspired with others to create chaos at the school and then reveled on Instagram and other social media sites about their success. The group called itself Purgatory. An indictment in Maryland says Purgatory members also targeted an Ohio casino, New York airport, Alabama trailer park, and Georgia fire station. It's called swatting because the fake reports sometimes lead police to send their special weapons and tactics units, known as SWAT. Newark Police Lieutenant Andrew Rubin said his force's SWAT team wasn't needed and stressed that officers have a singular focus in such situations, protecting the public.
When these calls come in, of course, we don't know whether they're real or not. So until we've vetted the call and vetted the situation, we're sending the resources that we think might be needed based on what the caller is telling us. So these incidents are extremely disruptive.
The trio from Purgatory are charged with cyberstalking, interstate threatening communications, and threats to damage with fire and explosives. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.